he just got twin daughters 6 months old, and before that he had hair. So he's already understanding what it's like to juggle things. He's become very domesticated, Tim has. So, look, Lance has also joined us because when we had these discussions with the WCO, Lance was involved. Lance was also involved in the group. So there's a couple of recommendations that Tim's put forward that we should maybe discuss. But maybe Lance, I could pass it over to you for a moment. You might like to comment on where Tim thinks we're at and what the opportunities are for us to go forward.
Thanks very much. So it was a very good presentation, I think. And I've looked at the informal document number 3 for your meeting. And Tim and the group have done an excellent job of explaining which HS code would be applicable for which cut code. I'm not quite sure that it's possible to go the other way around, though, from in the HS code system to explain which cut code would be where, because as you can see in the first table, it always points to the exact same HS codes. And then in the second table, when it's boneless, it's pointing to the other HS code in this area. I think the work that was done with the FAO was to on seafood, I believe it was to refine the codes themselves, so to change the codes at the HS level. But I'm not sure how many codes you have in the cut code list, 20 or 50 or so. I'm not quite sure if they're going to want to break down what is for customs and import procedures a single code into 40 different codes, for example. So that would be a discussion with the WCO if they're willing to go down that route, but I'd be very surprised if they are. And keep in mind the cycles of 5 years of the renewal of the WCO HS. Just one other thing was the extensions. So the first 6 digits are international, defined by the WCO and in use in every country. And then there are extensions to that depending on the economy. And so Australia, for example, only has an 8 digit. So the first 6 digits, which are international, plus 2 for the national needs. And this is not just for statistics, it's also for what tariffs would apply and what regulations, what forms or certificates would apply to those goods upon importation. And in Australia, your extension is just 00, which means that you're taking exactly what the WCO has as your import code. Whereas in the European Union, for example, it's a 10-digit code, and there are precisions on if it's compensated quarters or unseparated or separated forequarters or separated or unseparated hindquarters. So there's a logic behind the extension. I'm not quite sure what the difference in regulations would be for that. But in the US, the HTS, the Harmonized Tariff Schedule, takes a slightly different approach, which might align a little closer to the cut codes, when they're distinguishing between veal and other, but then afterwards the types of cuts. And so there's high quality beef cuts, rib cuts, chuck cuts, loin cuts, hip cuts, flank